John Beeson has joined us on Sports Byline USA. 5 years in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, first-round draft pick out of the University of Miami. I alluded before the break to Ron Rivera being your coach there. I got to know Ron when he was at the University of California, and I always thought, because of the way he prepared himself for a college game, John, that he was going to be somebody that would be good as a coach. Tell me about your first impressions of him.
Well, I remember, obviously, we knew each other from the draft process when he was in San Diego. We actually had to, I was one of the guys they brought in prior to the draft, and we had the ability to go out and sit and have dinner. So I knew of him before he came here, so I was actually happy. Though I was sad that Coach Fox was leaving, I was like, this couldn't be a better fit for me. So the type of guy Coach Rivera is, I said to him one day during camp, I said, you know what, you dress well. And he said, it's the military style. It's the mentality. That's how he was raised. And he says, it comes off as saying, you know what, I care. And, you know, being a figure of authority. And to me, I was like, okay, I get it. It's kind of, you're sitting mixed signals, so to speak, before you can say anything. So right away, you knew the type of guy he was.
I asked him one time how he approached football, and he said, I have a linebacker's mentality. What was he talking about, John?
Well, I think as a linebacker, to be successful in this league, you have to want to be great. You have to want to be special because it's a different type of mentality where it's not passive. You have to be there every down, every play. There is no substitution, and it's your show. You know, based on what a Mike linebacker does, as a signal caller, being able to motivate guys and being able to play the run and pass, I think it really makes the defense go. So, you know, you have that defensive mentality. And it's really you, it's all or nothing.
You know, I share your enthusiasm for John Fox, and I think the fact that he took the Denver Broncos to the playoffs this year shows that he is a good coach. You've been there during the good times to come and some of the bad times as well in recent years. What happened with that franchise? Because he's not a bad coach. He's a darn good coach. What happened to that team?
Well, I think if you look at this team, I mean, you know, you're 6-10. You know, you had the lead 8 times in the fourth quarter out of your 10 losses. And I really think it comes down to injuries. You know, in years where, you know, we were supposed to be competitive, you know, one or two guys get hurt and, you know, the season can go in a tank. But, you know, with Coach Fox, it was really a sign of the lockout, having very young players, you know, not being able to bring in, you know, a big-time savvy veteran where you are preparing for a lockout. And, you know, when you're somewhere 8 or 9 years, it's tough. I mean, you look at Jeff Fisher, that those type of tenures just don't happen anymore.
Do players kind of tune out a coach after a while? I know Bill Walsh once said to me after 10 years, there's not much more you can say to these players that's going to be new. And I think he's probably right about that, John.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't take 10 years. I say after a few years, you've heard the speeches, you've heard the different metaphors. And I don't think anybody tuned out Coach Fox because he's just kind of a likable guy. He knows when to be a father figure, when to be a friend, and when to be a head coach. And I think when you wear that many hats, it's the best combination for winning.
You know, one of the things I've observed over the years and watching the 49ers during their great years, it really wasn't so much what Bill Walsh did. He maybe set the tenor for the team. But I really believe that it comes out of the locker room, the Joe Montanas, the Ronnie Lotts, the Jerry Rices, and those type. Am I correct in that observation? And what type of leadership does it take team-wise, John, in order for a team to be successful?
No, you're absolutely right. You show me a Super Bowl winning coach, I'll show you Pro Bowl players, all Pro players across the board. Even the teams that are left playing, they have great players and talent. And you know, the mark of a true leader is a guy who can make someone else elevate their game. The guys around them play better. And when you got, you know, the Steve Youngs of the world out there, your chances of winning it are a lot better than other teams.
Do you feel like you're one of those leaders on the team now, and how does that manifest itself? Because in some cases, it's not always the rah-rah type of guy that turns out to be the leader. It's got to be somebody that the other players respect.
Yeah, I think I see myself as that guy, especially with a lot of new faces around and a guy who's made some plays in this league. But You know, before you can be a leader, it's about being consistent. Anybody can say something, you know, on one particular day, but, you know, the pressure is trying to be that same guy every single day. You know, coming early, staying late, and being consistent in how you play, I think, is the mark of a true leader.
With the time that we have left, I want to talk to you about the state of college sports. You come out of the University of Miami. You majored in sports administration, so I think you're the perfect person to have this discussion with. I know the NCAA is trying to give athletes more money to pay for their entire education, but it seems like the schools now are pushing back on that $2,000 a year. Tell everybody that's listening worldwide what it's like to be a college athlete in big-time programs like the University of Miami, Notre Dame, USC, and other schools like that today.
Well, I think it's tough. You know, it's a blessing. It's definitely something where, you know, you get your scholarship and you say, man, you know, this scholarship's worth $140,000. But really, what is it costing? What does it cost a school to allow you to sit in their classroom, you know, versus the parents who are, you know, shipping up, they're able to send their kid money, buy their kid clothes. I mean, there's so much more that goes to, you know, being able to be successful in college on a scholarship versus just getting a scholarship. And honestly, part of it, I think, being able to be successful is the struggle of, you know, having to eat all your meals at the cafe, or, you know, not always having the best clothes, or not driving the best car. I mean, I went into college with a 1983 diesel Mercedes in 2003. So, though I love the car, you know, I had one window that rolled down, no AC, but, you know, it was a means to get around. It was better than depending on, you know, a fellow football player to get me around. But it's definitely tough, and it's a tough situation, because if you start paying players, you know, where is the line drawn? I think it'll still be a point where it's not enough, because the school is making so much money. I think they should just do a better job of making things accessible for students, for student-athletes.
You know, you bring up a very good point, John. I know I've talked to some of the players that have played up in Michigan, where you got 104,000 people. And I know you guys, when you played down in the Orange Bowl, that place would be packed as well. How do the athletes feel when they look around a stadium like that, they see that many people, they know how much money is being made, they know coaches are being paid $5 to $6 million a year and everything? How does an athlete feel about that?
It's tough, man. You know, the violations are, you know, can I borrow, you know, emphasis on the word borrow, a paperclip for my, you know, my report that I have to turn in, or if it's raining, a coach can't give you a ride from the bus stop to the dorms. I mean, it's a really fine line, and I think, you know, once you kind of get into your sophomore and junior year, you realize, I say, hey, man, this is big-time business. That's why the emphasis is so huge on, you know, making those BCS games. And then you go to a school like Miami, where there is 13,000 students, including grad students and undergrad, and it's a very small school in comparison to a state-run school. I mean, the facilities, everything is just, you know, second class.
The other thing that has bothered me, and the NCAA is trying to do something about it, is trying to make the scholarships four-year commitments. As you know, those scholarships, and most fans don't know this, but those scholarships are one-year renewable scholarships. And my feeling is that if universities are making commitments to coaches for 5 years and paying them, they ought to make the same commitment to athletes. Would you agree with that, John?
Absolutely. You know, when I heard that it was a one-year renewal, it was crazy. I mean, I think if a kid's good enough to earn a scholarship, then the school should honor his 4 years, definitely from an academic standpoint, because he's there to get a degree that can last him the rest of his life.
We only have about 40 seconds left. We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, and that means the troops over in Afghanistan and South Korea, Germany, elsewhere around the world get a chance to catch the show. I know you want to send a shout-out to them, John.
Oh, absolutely, man. We just want them to know that they're the true heroes. The true public figures, the people that kids should respect as role models, you know, they do it all for us to have the ability to live and to go out and play this game. And, you know, when we play and we see those guys, we always, you know, want to definitely salute them and in appreciation because they make it all possible.
John, I want to thank you very much. This has been a far-reaching conversation, but I know what the response is going to be to people that listen around the world to this. They're going to say, here's a guy that's smart, insightful, articulate, and thank you for sharing us your insights. Take care, John.
Thanks for having me.
Linebacker in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, John Beason. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.